producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insight, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bruce Van Saun. How are you, Bruce?
I'm great, Robert.
And Bruce is the CEO of Citizens Financial Group, you know, Citizens Bank. Talk about the organization itself, which is fairly robust, founded as an organization in 1828.
Yep.
Talk about what it is today.
Sure. Today, we have size of about $138 billion of footings. We are headquartered in Providence, Rhode Island. We serve, from a consumer standpoint, 11 states, which would go from New England out to Michigan. And another big state for us is Pennsylvania. We have a focus on both the consumer bank as well as our commercial bank. So we're serving companies from small businesses up to middle market and even some middle, what we call middle corporate companies, up to a couple billion in sales. And consumers, we're serving over 5 million households.
Where would you say, in a crowded banking space with a lot of competitors, you are different than other organizations?
Yeah, well, what I would say is, and where we're, it's an aspirational goal, is I think the place we want to be is, you know, doing a better job of serving our customers well. So with a differentiated strategy around how to serve customers, serving them with distinction, so that we can really resonate and add value to our customer relationships.
So you had an interesting path to come to become CEO, and when you took over October 1st, 2013, you already went through an IPO, and now you're going through an entire restructuring.
Yes. So
talk about what it was like day one when you became CEO. What was going through your head?
Yeah, sure. So I had been over at the mothership, so RBS, owned Citizens, and I came over to effectively lead Citizens through a turnaround process and take it public and then sell down RBS's position, which we've successfully done. When I first got here, I had some familiarity with Citizens as we owned it back in the UK at RBS, but the performance wasn't really where it needed to be. So RBS had been in a defensive mode to basically shrink the balance sheet and raise capital ratios. And after the crisis, or the Great Recession, most of the U.S. peers had already recovered and were starting to play offense again. So my feeling was that we were about 2 or 3 years behind peers in terms of sharpening strategies and starting to grow the balance sheet again. So that was one of the first things I wanted to do. Fortunately, we had plenty of capital, so we had a good capital account, and so that gave us the wherewithal to go out and hire some loan originators, both on the commercial side and on the consumer side, to build up the relationships, start to grow households on the consumer side, start to grow small business relationships, middle market relationships. So we went out and really focused on how can we get that growth, and importantly, how can we self-fund that? How can we look into our expense base and try to extract some expenses that really weren't necessary and then use that to go play offense, invest in people, invest in technology, and invest in some of the risk management that we needed.
And what's your take on the advantages and disadvantages of self-funding, having gone through that directly?
Well, I think it does create a good discipline, so it really makes you stop and think, is the way I'm organized, the way that we're operating, are there new ways of working, are there new technology investments that we can make to become more efficient and more effective? And so I think we've really worked with some good consultants, and we've forced our people to really think through how we're operating, and I think it's gone a long way to improving our performance.
This is Robert Breese on the CEO Show. We interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Bruce Van Saun, who is the CEO of Citizens Financial Group, which has about 1,200 branches throughout 11 states.
Yes.
And let's talk about actually this turnaround that you worked to engineer.
Yeah.
What was at the core of making that successful? It seems like there was a lot of financial focus.
Yes. So one of the things is just making sure we get good leadership in place. And so I think you have to look at your top team and make sure that you can get every ounce of contribution from what was here, and also look to bring in some fresh talent who've seen what good looks like at other institutions. We've been able to do that. We had a couple people retire. We had a very unfortunate passing of one of our key fellows, and we were able to go out and bring in Eric Abouaf, for example, who's Citibank's global treasurer, to be our CFO. We brought in a guy named Don McCree, who had been one of Jamie's top guys at J.P. Morgan, to come in and run our commercial bank. So melding that team, making sure we had a real vision of what we needed to accomplish and where we had gaps versus peers and how we were going to close those out.
Now, it's very competitive when you look at talent in banking, and yeah, everyone's trying to get the best thing. We have hundreds of thousands of people listening in, always wanting to know, how do I get the talent?
Yeah.
Do you have any insights that may be unique or ways of going about getting talent, or when you meet with someone and you interview them and you say, well, this is past the resume, I know this is real talent?
Yeah, you pick up an ability to spot that the people who are really motivated and who really are turned on by challenges and who look to go the extra mile.
How do you do that? How do you find someone?
You ask them about the key turning points in their life, in their career, why they did something, what motivated them to take a risk, and how they thought about it in terms of how that could propel them to the next level. So, I think a lot of that is just you learn how to do that over time. You ask the right questions, you see how people respond. And so those are the kind of people that you want to really propel you to the next level.
And how do you go in the market about creating the right brand that's going to attract
them? Yeah. Well, I think we had a little bit of a tailwind from the fact that it was very historic. We were going to attempt to do the biggest bank IPO in U.S. history, and that sounds really glamorous, but in effect, most banks get sold. They don't go, like most owners of banks don't choose to sell them through the IPO process, but anyway, it's quite a big deal. And so when we talked to people, we said, if you're caught up in a bigger company where you're pretty important, but the company's not growing as much, or it's not as much fun, you're not having as much impact, the way banking is done in the big companies has kind of changed from traditional banking where you're really focused on your customers, wouldn't it be a next new chapter, a really great opportunity to come back to banking as you knew how to do it and make your imprint on a bank like ours, who's smaller but going through a very historic opportunity to separate from their parent and become public. So that was kind of a way to position it to attract it. Kind of, I was looking for those people who had that motivation and willing to take a little risk, willing to step up and have a bigger impact on a company our size who might have been lost in some of the bigger banks.
And how about when we talk about talent, let's look at the board. What insights do you have on board recruiting, on board governance?
Yes. One of the things you've got to make sure is that you have enough people who really understand the industry that you're in. Mm-hmm. And I think we were maybe a little light. We had a very good nucleus. We had good diversity. But I wanted to have a few more people with deep financial services experience. So I did add 4 people to a holdover board of about 7 people. And I think it's really gelled. It's really come together quite well.
And how about your executive leadership team? How do you get everyone on the same path so you know you're all rowing in the same direction?
Yeah. Well, I think a lot of that is just about communication. It's just spending the time together and talking about, you know, what's the vision? What do we want to accomplish? What can we be when we get through this turnaround phase? And I think our vision for Citizens, which we all share, is that we want to deliver the best possible banking experience. We want to be a top-performing regional bank that's delivering well for all its stakeholders. The stakeholder groups that we're working for every day, it's the what we call the three C's, the customers, colleagues, and communities. And then it's also the shareholder, and it's the regulator. So those are the five stakeholders, and we have very specific plans how we're going to up our game and continue to do more for each of those stakeholder groups.
Your single most important role as CEO?
It's leadership. I would say that's selecting the right people, creating the vision, and aligning people to that vision. So we're all pulling the oars in the right direction, same direction.
Sounds good. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking with the CEO of Citizens Financial Group. And when we come back, we're going to talk about the customer experience. We're going to hear what's happening with student loans, with mid-sized business, and
no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent, and in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Bruce Van Saun, who is the CEO of Citizens Financial Group. So we were talking a lot about the culture and about talent. Now let's shift over to the customer experience.
Yep.
So talk about your types of customers. And I know for starts, I have two sons in college right now. Student loans are a big thing that you really yep. have focused on and have an expertise in.
Yeah. Well, I'll just back up for a second. So on the consumer side, what we've put together is an umbrella called Bank Better. So we want to give, it's a little play on words, we want to give our customers a better banking experience. We want them to actually navigate the financial challenges in their life in a better way. And how do we do that? We do that by designing products that are simple, clear, and personal. So we want people to understand the products, how we charge fees, and how they can help you. And we want our people to all be trained up to offer that experience. And so we've had launches of, basically a checking account that's without fees. Basically, it's a clear way that one deposit checking, if you make one deposit a month, you don't pay any fees. We've had a launch of a new credit card that has really good features in terms of cash back and no fees when you go to a foreign country. There's a lot of really interesting aspects to that. The student loan, which you mentioned, to me is a real societal problem that we have a lot of student debt out there.
About 1.1 trillion?
Yes, and a lot of that's the government. The government basically has 92 or 93% of the market. Private lenders only have 7 or 8%.
I was not aware of that.
That's true. But what we're doing is we're trying to offer basically a consolidation loan. So we call it an education refi product. So once somebody's graduated from college and they have a job and they're building their credit rating, we offer them the opportunity to refinance all their loans into one loan, given their newfound status as a good credit risk. We can lower their interest rate. And typically, we'll save people $150 to $200 a month by consolidating those loans. And those loans could be either government loans or they could be private loans. And we've put over $1 billion of balances on our books. So that's an example where, we recognize a need in society. We have the opportunity to do something about that. We're helping our customers, but we're also putting what we think are quality assets on our books as well. So it's kind of a win-win situation there.
Yeah, it's certainly a win-win because you're improving people's credit ratings as well.
Yeah.
So you're helping them get established, get their
That's
footing,
right.
but at the same time, you're building long-term clientele.
That's right. That's right. So that whole consumer effort is really working off that Bank Better platform. On the commercial side, we really focus on what we call thought leadership. So we want to have very skilled coverage officers who really invest in understanding their companies and the industries in which those companies operate, and they can show up and have regular interactions and try to add value at every interaction. How can I make you more successful? How can you do something on the way you're managing your cash or the way you're funding your operations or your capital structure. So that's the way that we can make a difference versus another bank is we want to have better people and we want to have them consistently show up with better ideas. And we're gaining good market share and we have a lot of traction with that approach.
So you're looking for people who have different vertical expertise already,
yeah,
and are going to be able to understand the client's business.
That's right. That's in the higher end of the market. We're going with a more industry vertical approach because it's a crowded space. All the big banks are kind of reaching down and playing there. So we feel that in that kind of size, 500 to a couple billion, and we call that the mid-corporate space, we've got it. We can't just be a generalist. We have to have people. We have verticals now today in healthcare, media and technology, energy, franchise finance, commercial real estate. So there's a bunch of very big areas that are important to the economy where we're going out and getting great bankers and putting them in place and then having a very targeted calling effort. As we get down into kind of middle market companies, we can leverage some of that industry expertise when it's appropriate, but you go more to a generalist and more to a regionalist approach. And then when you get down to the really smaller companies, a lot of that is still branch-based where, you know, the businesses need to come in and make deposits or they have needs where they need that branch infrastructure in place. So that's how it operates.
So you really have your business structured around the customers and how the customers are growing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay, how about digital disruption? We
yep.
see it everywhere we look, and you see big challenges in terms of 117,000 breaches, and 41% of them coming from companies internally. How do you view, as a fiduciary for a lot yep. of the economy and people's businesses, how do you view this digital yep. disruption and the
well,
opportunities?
Well, the fact is, on the consumer side, that we're seeing foot traffic into branches is declining at about 8% per annum for the last 3 years. So you've got to step back and say, okay, how do people now want to access their bank? They want to pay their bills online. They want to, you know, check their balances on their smartphone. They want to deposit a check remotely without having to go to the branch. And so you have to invest in that new capability and then figure out, look, the customer wants it all. They still, when they have a need, they want to go in and talk to somebody in the branch, but you can kind of shrink the size of the branch and kind of use it more for appointment setting with specialists and have less space devoted to regular transactions. You can either do those through the machines in the foyer, you can have ATM machines, or you can use the phone or the online channel to do some of those transactions. So that's morphing at a pretty good clip. Same thing on the corporate side. People want to point and click. They want to be able to move money and do all kinds of things from a digital standpoint, and we have to keep up with that and keep making those investments. So there's major investments in technology to keep up with the way the world is moving in terms of digitization. The thing you also mentioned is you have to make sure that people's the details of their accounts is secure, because you know you don't see the traditional bank robber wearing a ski mask coming in as much as, you know, people can sit back and try to work it off the computer and get access to credit card details and other things. And so, you know, we have to invest in what we call cybersecurity at a significant level and then work with other banks and work with the government to make sure we see kind of where these organized crime gangs are trying to infiltrate the system. And if it happens over here, then you share those details so that you can make sure you're alert to the types of attacks that are going on so you can raise your defenses there. So, you know, banks are all about trust. People like to have the brick building with the big vaults that my money's in there. Now a lot of it is all kept on the computer, so you have to, again, make sure that they feel that everything is secure.
15 seconds left. The future of Citizens Bank.
Future of Citizens is, I think, very bright. So we aspire to be a top-performing regional bank, and I think we're on track. We need to keep focused on the customer and delivering very well for our customers.
Great having you on the CEO show, Bruce.
Okay, Robert, it's been my pleasure.
Serious Novice investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profit. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. And we also have my co-host, Albert Reese, and we are going to talk a lot about customer experience, but the first thing I want to ask you is, enterprise growth is a very different type group than most organizations have. Talk about what it is.
Sure. Enterprise Growth was founded by our CEO about 5 years ago with the mission to fulfill on the promise that we become the company that disrupts itself. American Express has had a 165-year history of reinvention. That if you were a linear thinker, American Express starting in the freight forwarding business to becoming a commerce company and payments-related company, probably wouldn't be obvious how you get from point A to point B. And we've done that over time through a cycle of continuous reinvention. So going from freight forwarding to traveler's checks to charge and credit to the mass affluent, and now with enterprise growth, focusing a bit more on the mass market. So what enterprise growth represents are two things. One, a series of products that are designed for new markets and new customers within American Express. But at the same time, it's almost a challenge to the company itself that this is a period of reinvention, of extension of our products and our markets, but also our brand and our promise. And so we exist to not only, again, incubate and develop new things, but also to help bring the company forward.
And so in a 165-year-old company, how do you really create a culture of innovation?
Well, it starts at the top. And again, you have to be willing to disrupt yourself. So when Ken says, we want to be the company that will disrupt ourselves, he takes that very, very seriously. We have innovation forums at the company where we look to our employees to actually bring forward ideas to us. We have incubation and lab types programs that you'll find within enterprise growth, for example. And there is a real focus on where is the puck going? What are the next opportunities? It's not about where we are today, but it's where we expect the market to be in 5 years, in 10 years, where we expect our customer expectations to change and how we can fulfill them now. And so, again, it's really about a message of innovation and a story of being willing to disrupt ourselves that starts all the way from the top and moves all the way through the entire pyramid of the organization.
So, Neil, you're using agile development pretty aggressively within enterprise growth. Talk to us about agile development and how it's helping enterprise growth operate more efficiently and effectively.
Sure. When I got here a few years ago, we used what was called waterfall development. And it's a fairly classic process. It has been used for a lot of years, really started in the construction industries, especially in things like building submarines. In those processes, the cost of getting something wrong is very, very high. But you got to get the hull right. You got to get the engine in first. And all the parts need to line up from myriad suppliers, myriad subcontractors. However, what we do is a little different. We work on consumer products that at the end of the day are ultimately powered by technology, whether it's the technology that our network runs on or the technology that a consumer might use online, paying their bills or using an application. And so the ability to change your product very, very rapidly is there. The same thing wasn't true of building a skyscraper or building a submarine. And so what we've done is we've evolved our way of working to what we call Agile. And so Agile is a contrast to waterfall. But what we found at American Express is that it goes beyond just the software delivery, beyond just the bits and bytes that compose the products that we use. And we actually manage our entire business that way. And so our product managers are Agile, our developers, our technologists are Agile, but our business folks are Agile as well. And we found that that's a way that not only can we be as responsive as possible to our customer needs, very short development cycles, but what's interesting is it allows us to test and learn very, very quickly. So it allows us to, for example, put a potential product out there in 2 weeks and 2 weeks later start having feedback on whether or not we think it's the right direction to go. And so very, very quickly make decisions through a test and learn philosophy.
Going down a slightly different path here, the term financial inclusion, is that yours?
Well, financial inclusion is a very broad term. What it means is that we really want to take a look at our society in the United States and look at and ensure that folks are that they aren't being disenfranchised, that they have the same opportunities, that there's essentially a level playing field from a financial perspective. The reason, though, that it's important to what we do is that American Express has traditionally been known as an affluent brand, as an exclusive brand. But one of the things we're doing in enterprise growth is that we're actually taking a more broader perspective. We're focused on becoming, instead of an exclusive brand, an inclusive brand. Instead of being exclusively mass affluent, we're also taking a look at sort of the mass market. And so for us, financial inclusion means bringing everybody along, not only to their own end, but bringing them all along within American Express. And so the way that's materialized in enterprise growth is a real extension of our portfolio. So while we'll still have our signature card lines, things like the Platinum card and the Centurion card, you'll also find now that you could go into a Walmart and get a prepaid American Express reloadable card right off the rack. And that's a very different product and one that greatly extends not only our value promise, but our brand in a pretty significant way.
So following that a little bit, you're charged with innovation and driving innovation for American Express. Financial inclusion probably includes people you don't do business with today. How do you connect with that community of potential customers and understand what their needs are?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are two things. The first thing is to actually be where they are. And in order to be where the customers are, we have actually created, for example, the largest free cash reload network in the U.S. A lot of these places are pharmacies and drugstores and typical retailers. As I mentioned before, we're available in Walmart, we're available in CVS, but we're also available online. So we are where our customers are. We're where those customers are shopping, where they're carrying out their daily activities. And so that was the first thing, was placement. The second thing, though, is the ability to listen to them. We wanted to get the feedback from those customers. And so for our products like Serve and Bluebird, all of them are actually activated online. They're email verified, and they're essentially paperless products. And what that means is we have a digital relationship with those customers. And as they use our applications, as they use our web experiences and so on, we have opportunities to essentially hear what they're saying, both by what they tell us directly when they give us feedback in forums or when they call in or when they speak to us in their own voice, or when they tell us implicitly through their behaviors. We see features that they like and features that they don't. We see features that resonate and we see features that don't. And by listening to that implicit signal that you get in a digital environment, we can rapidly change our own products to respond to what the customers are telling us, either directly or through their behaviors.
And then thinking about your current customer base, I'm assuming you're able to get information and use that information to drive innovation within the existing customer base, too?
Absolutely. One of the things that we found is that the lessons that we're learning here are actually exportable to the entire business. Conversely, American Express has had a long history and a strong reputation for service. And we knew that we needed to maintain that service incentive and that reputation as we built these new products. But in delivering that service and delivering new products, we learned a lot about what it meant for folks to live their financial lives on a product, and it gave us some information. It told us a bit about our features. And so while Bluebird and Serve were initially digital-only products, what we've also seen recently is a relaunch, for example, of the American Express core application. And a lot of the things that we've learned are now available there. And so we find that both groups are benefiting, both the existing customer base and the new customer base, and they're benefiting from what we've learned from each.
About 30 seconds to break. When you're innovating, what is it that American Express would never capitulate on?
Well, there are a couple of things. First is essentially our brand promise, that as American Express, we think about our promise to our customer to deliver value and to deliver service as inviolate, that we're not going to do it on the cheap, and that ultimately any product that we deliver to market has to deliver value to our customer and has to fulfill on that promise of service.
Okay, we're about to take a break, and we're with Neil Sample, who is the president of Enterprise Growth for American Express. When we come back, Neil is a brilliant guy in terms of technology in the future, and that's what we're going to talk about. Back in a few.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to gcnteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, this is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, who is the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. So let's talk about the direction that the world is going in. How would you say the digital world will change over the next 5 years? And 5 years is a big window.
That is a long time in the digital space. The thing I would say has changed the most recently and will continue to evolve very, very quickly is the notion of real time and essentially always on. So it used to be, if you rolled back the clock to the 1980s, even the 1990s and the early 2000s, you know, as American Express, we might only see our customers when they were actually at the point of sale. When they moved to a terminal, they were making a purchase, and then in a very analog way, we would mail them a bill, we would mail them a statement that was on paper, and they'd probably write a check and mail it back to us. And so we really weren't part of their commerce journey. We weren't available all of the time, and there wasn't really a two-way street for communication. But the thing that I see changing for us and for the rest of the industry is essentially this ubiquity, the availability of things everywhere, essentially being always on, and then the ability to get real-time feedback. So one of the things that we've done that's an example of this is the notion of the fraud alert. It used to be that at American Express, there might be a concern that there's, an out-of-pattern purchase. We used to have to then potentially turn off a card or try to make a phone call to a consumer who may or may not be available because they're at their home phone. But one of the things we can do now is we can actually send a text immediately to that consumer, and they can actually reply in real time to say, yes, in fact, this is me. I am making this charge or this purchase. Or they can say, no, it's not. And we can instantly solve for that consumer's potential friction right then. And that's an amazing difference that from a fraud perspective, you couldn't have imagined solving the problem even 10 years ago in a meaningful way. And from a customer convenience perspective, it's actually a real satisfier.
This is Robert Reese and Albert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're speaking today with Neil Sample, the President of Enterprise Growth at American Express. We speak with the CEOs who reinvented the fabric of America. And I want to ask you, when you talk about smart risk, you had a fascinating background where you had your PhD from Stanford in computer science, then you even did work with the CIA. Talk about your insights and leadership philosophy on smart risk.
Risk-taking is important, actually, in all business. You know, it's the kind of thing that we don't always think about. We always think that, well, we must be taking risk. We can't be taking too much risk, but it's really hard to know where the right spot is. I think when I encourage my teams to take risk, it's always thoughtful and it's deliberate. But from a philosophical perspective, I encourage larger risk-taking early on. And so from a personal perspective, that can mean when you're younger, be willing to take more risks in your career. There's less impact if you fail, and there's a potential opportunity at even greater upside. But when you take that same philosophy and you carry it into a product, when you go out with your 1.0 product, you actually have more of an appetite. You can take more chances because you don't have a large installed consumer base that they're actually going to say, oh, this is for me or this isn't for me. You can get some really powerful feedback early. On the other hand, once your product has matured, you've got a large customer base that you've got a relationship with, you've got an obligation to, and they have expectations. And so the risk profile actually changes over time. It narrows. And so I think it narrows over time for products. It narrows over the time for people. And so my philosophy on risk is to take big risks early and then essentially be able to narrow your risk funnel over time.
Now, taking that back, and you were just talking a moment ago about the fraud alert, you know, those are things you continue to bolt on to some of your more mature types of products and offerings. And actually, I've seen those, and they are, it's much better getting that message than having the card shut off when you're sitting somewhere else in the world.
Yep.
You guys, American Express knows probably more about me than anyone else in the world. You know my spending habits, you know my patterns, you know where I am at any point in time. And I've noticed, you know, I get alerts. It's almost a little creepy sometimes. You're here. We have a restaurant nearby. You can use points if you want. Are you aware of this? How is enterprise growth harnessing that data and information to drive some of the innovation that you're looking towards?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. We call it our closed loop advantage. And so for American Express, not only do we know our customers, but we know our merchants very well. And we understand the relationships amongst one another. And what we've been able to do is actually leverage network effects that come from that closed loop advantage. And so the way I think of it is, whenever we add a new product to the portfolio, when Serve and Bluebird came onto the scenes, for example, a couple years ago, they already had the advantages of having that merchant network available, having the acceptance network available. And so even though we might have been seeing a new set of customers, we actually already knew the merchants on the other side. Additionally, when a new merchant comes online, we already know the customers, and we're able to marry those two things together. And so I do think there's a tremendous number of advantages that we have in this closed loop model. We see it in the fraud alerts that you talked about. We know where folks are shopping, and you know, when you shop at a Starbucks in Manhattan, but then we see a flat screen TV charged in Minnesota, we know that there's probably a problem if those happen within a few minutes of one another. That stuff's pretty basic, and we think very, very powerful to what we do. But beyond that, there is customization and there's personalization. There are recommendations that we can make, that we can see that you have a particular type of let's say eating profile, that you like high-end Italian restaurants. And so as a new one emerges in say, Manhattan, where we are today, we can make you a recommendation about that.
You know, we've talked a lot about consumers and how you interact with them and learn from them from an innovation perspective. You just mentioned the merchants. I think it's another great thread to pull here. Thinking about merchants, how do they drive innovation within your organization?
And you have 1 minute left.
All right. Yeah, so merchant innovation is pretty remarkable as well. We've learned a lot over the years. We've evolved. American Express used to be very big in the corporate segment and was really more focused on travel and entertainment. But then we evolved into a very general purpose, an everyday spend type product. And a lot of that came from the information that merchants gave to us. They said, look, we want this card actually to be used more broadly, to be more generally. We also find from our merchants that they're telling us what kind of data they want. They're telling us, we'd like to understand this type of shopper. We'd like to understand this type of segment, et cetera. And so we find that the back and forth with our merchants is very, very valuable to them, but also informative to us. It can help us think about new product directions and things like that.
And there we have it. Neil, great having you on the Customer Experience Show. And everyone out there, just remember, the world in the future, it's going to be about always on. So be prepared.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.